The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York City's first board-certified functional neurologist and founder of Kaplan Brain and Body in Manhattan and New Jersey. Using applied clinical neuroscience, a safe, gentle, and effective non-invasive technique to keep your brain, spine, and nerves functioning to promote better quality of life. Dr. Kaplan is also author of Boost Your Brain Power, a guide to improving your memory and focus. And now, to tell you more about it, here's your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Hello, this is Dr. Eric Kaplan. You are listening to Boost Your Brain Power. Hope you enjoyed the show last week. This week, we're going to talk about what's called your autonomic nervous system. Your autonomic nervous system is split into two parts. You have your sympathetic nervous system and your parasympathetic nervous system. The sympathetic nervous system is the fight or flight mode. That's when people are really stressed out. They have anxiety. They have difficulty sleeping. Their mind's always racing. They might even have digestive problems. They might get panic attacks, feel their heart beating. So a lot of people in both my offices in New Jersey and New York suffer from this dysautonomia, an imbalance of the autonomic nervous system. So what we want to do is make sure that the sympathetic nervous system only activates when it's appropriate. So since the sympathetic nervous system is supposed to be activated when you're in that stress mode or that fight or flight mode, it should happen when, let's say, if you're in a boxing match or you're running away from a dog that's trying to bite you, or somebody's mugging you in the street, or raping you, or you have to rescue your kid that's stuck under the car. So something that's really a stressful environment is going to increase sympathetic tone. There is a problem if your sympathetic nervous system is overfiring during a time when you should be in a relaxed state, which is most of the time, because most of the time you should feel safe. You know, you got a roof up over your head. You can lock the door. You know where your next meal is coming from. So you shouldn't be in this fear mode where your brain is wired subconsciously to be attacked by a lion or a tiger. That's an old way the brain's wired. As human beings have developed, they've toned down their sympathetic nervous system and have learned to increase the parasympathetic nervous system. However, when people are in the stress mode, the reverse happens. So what do we have to do? Think about it like a muscle that's weak. If the muscle is weak, then we have to strengthen it. So when people have an increase in their sympathetic nervous system, that means they're going to have a decrease in their parasympathetic nervous system. Now, how would you know if you have an increase in your sympathetic nervous system? One of the easiest ways we can tell is by looking at the eyes. Your pupils, the black part of the eyes, they will dilate when you're in that sympathetic stress mode. And a lot of times we'll see the eyes dilate more on one side versus the other. The eyes should be pretty small, the pupils, the black part. However, when it is dark at nighttime, the pupils are going to increase so they can let in more light. So the only time the pupils are supposed to be big is if you're in the dark. But if you're in the light and your pupils are big, that might mean you have an increase in your sympathetic nervous system. Saliva might be inhibited. So you might have dry mouth. Your airways might dilate if you have an increase in sympathetic nervous system. So these are the people that are going to have the short, shallow breathing. The heart rate increases when you have an increase in your sympathetic nervous system. So you're not supposed to feel your heartbeat. So a lot of my patients will come to me and say, hey, I feel my heart beating. I feel it skipping a beat. I feel it pounding out of my chest, especially when I get nervous or panic. That is a telltale sign that you are having an issue in your sympathetic nervous system. When your sympathetic nervous system is active, your stomach is going to inhibit digestion. So a lot of my patients who have this problem, they're going to have constipation. They're going to have bloating. I can actually feel some of the poop that's stuck inside them. If I can feel the poop, that's bad. So that means it's been there for a long time. It's hard. And if you have poop stuck in you and you're not getting rid of the toxins, you ever see, poop on the ground, it's full of flies and, bacteria and viruses. It's like the bad stuff thrives on the crap. So if you have poop that's stuck inside you, fecal matter, that's literally you're not getting rid of, even if you have bowel movements every day, that doesn't mean you don't have stuff stuck inside you. In fact, there are people that can have 20 to 30 pounds of fecal matter stuck inside their intestines when you have a problem with your sympathetic nervous system. So we've got people to lose weight in our office. People have lost 20 pounds in just a few weeks, 3-4 weeks, just by increasing input into their parasympathetic nervous system and inhibiting their sympathetic nervous system. Another thing that happens when the sympathetics are overactive is your liver releases glucose. You're going to be more likely to get diabetes, actually. In fact, I have been working with a Japanese pharmaceutical company that found this what's called a vagal nerve stimulator, which is calming down the sympathetic nervous system and actually curing diabetes. Problem is, they don't even know what they're doing. So they have me in to help them identify, which of the patients have a sympathetic lesion, which have issues with their autonomics, their vagus nerve, their parasympathetic nervous system. So all they know is when they do the blood work, their diabetes numbers are going down, and not by changing diet or exercise, but by actually working on the autonomic nervous system and decreasing the overactive sympathetic state. Another thing that happens is the kidneys release adrenaline. So on top of your kidneys is your adrenal gland. And when you're in stress mode, you're going to release adrenaline. All right. So what happens is when people are releasing the adrenaline, and there's no reason because they're not in a stressful state, they end up getting what's called adrenal fatigue, where you get very tired. And you're getting tired because your adrenals are being released, but there's no reason for them. So you're wasting unnecessary energy. So we see a lot of these patients in my office that as we fix their sympathetic nervous system, the kidneys stop releasing adrenaline, stress levels go down, they actually will lose weight as well, and they end up getting in a more relaxed state because their adrenaline isn't being released. And when you're in a more relaxed state, you're going to get more oxygen and blood flow, and your energy is going to increase. So we don't want adrenal fatigue. We want the adrenals to relax so you can get more energy because you're not wasting unnecessarily stressed hormones. So a lot of people that get tired at, 3-4 o'clock, or, even wake up tired. You know, a lot of people, when they're sleeping, their adrenaline's going. So you got nightmares and you're in stress mode, even in bed being relaxed. So imagine, you're trying to relax, but your brain and your adrenaline's on fire. You're going to wake up already tired because you're using up all this energy even when you're supposedly resting. So that means you're not getting into the deep sleep. And that is a recipe for disaster. So we got to calm down the adrenals by decreasing overactivation of the sympathetic nervous system. All right. The other thing that happens is your bladder relaxes and you're more likely to get urinary problems, incontinence, urgency, leakage, dripping. You go to the bathroom and doesn't fully get released. So a lot of people with sympathetic lesions are going to have problems with the bladder where they can't hold it at night and they have to wake up at least one or two times a night to actually go to the bathroom because they can't sleep through the night. You should be able to drink two big glasses of water right before bed and still not wake up and have to go pee if your sympathetic nervous system is functioning properly and you're in that relaxed state. And one of the last things is the reproductive system decreases blood flow. So when you're in this stress mode, your adrenaline's going and you're trying to get out of that stress mode, it's going to be very hard for you to get pregnant or, you know, to be fertile or to get proper arousal or proper moisture or proper egg release or proper sperm release. So when your sympathetic nervous system is overfiring, it can actually affect your reproductive system and can actually prevent you from getting pregnant if you're trying. So we see a lot of patients that come to us just because they want to get pregnant and they can't do it. And a lot of times it has to do with them being in stress mode, in that fight or flight mode. Have you ever heard of the stories where the couple is trying to get pregnant? They're trying for years and years. They're always stressed out and they're never getting pregnant and they just give up and they say, it looks like it's not meant to be. And they stop trying to get pregnant and then they end up getting pregnant because they're not stressed about it. Stress mode will actually decrease your chances of getting pregnant. So we see a lot of patients that come to us for fertility. And the first thing we have to do is reduce their stress mode. You know, I love the days where I get to come home from work and go to my wife and say, honey, we had a great day. I got another woman pregnant at the office today. And obviously we're not talking about the pregnancy as far as donating my sperm, but we're talking about helping her get pregnant by stimulating the parasympathetic nervous system and inhibiting the sympathetic nervous system. All right. So there's a lot of stuff that's involved with the sympathetic. When we come back from the break, we're going to review the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the area you want to be of in that rest and digest mode rather than the stress mode. This is Dr. Eric Kaplan. You are listening to Boost Your Brain Power. We will return from the break in a minute.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. We return now to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, founder of Kaplan Brain and Body, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back. This is Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We're talking about the autonomic nervous system, how a lot of people are in that fight or flight mode rather than the relaxed state, which is the rest and digest. When you're in the fight or flight mode, you're going to have some anxiety, You're going to have a lot of stress. Your mind's going to be racing a lot. Might even have difficulty with digestion or sleep. You might feel your heart beating. You might start not breathing properly. There's a lot of things that can happen as a result of your autonomic nervous system not working properly. And one of the biggest things patients complain of is anxiety. So today we're going to talk about how to reduce that anxiety by activating a proper balance of your parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system. Now, how do you know when the sympathetic nervous system is more dominant in the relationship? That's what we did before the break, where the pupils dilate, there's dry mouth, your heart rate increases, you have digestive problems and possibly even diabetes and the adrenal gland overactive, causing fatigue and issues with bladder dysfunction, even reproductive problems, trying to get pregnant. Now, for the parasympathetic nervous system, if that is dominant, you're going to see your pupils constrict. They're going to become smaller. I just had a patient today. He had really bad dysautonomia, this dysfunction of the autonomic nervous system. His pupils were huge, really big. And he noticed it too. And his girlfriend noticed it. And she kept saying, "Oh, that means like we're in love." And what he found out today is that he kind of put two and two together. He's like, "Oh, whenever I wasn't around her, my pupils were small. And whenever I was around her, that's when my pupils were big." And he goes, "The reason why is because I was in that stress mode when she was around." So thankfully, he broke up with her. And now his pupils are a lot smaller. Okay. Now, when his pupils are big, that means he's in the sympathetic state. When his pupils are small, that means they're in the parasympathetic state. Usually we want them small because you don't want to be in stress mode all the time. Stress mode is for when you're in a fight or when you're doing something physical or when you're trying to save somebody or you gotta slam on the brakes to prevent a car accident, or, you know, it's when something is really like life threatening or dangerous. It is also during the day. Sometimes we do need it. For example, when you go from lying to standing, you need your sympathetic nervous system to kick in to pump more blood into your brain. So you might get your heart rate to increase so you can get more oxygen, or your blood pressure to increase so it'll squeeze the oxygen back in the brain. That's the proper way to do it, is your blood pressure to increase, and that squeezes the blood into your brain. That's your increase in sympathetic nervous system. The problem is, if you're always in that sympathetic nervous system, you're always going to have the high blood pressure. That's a problem. But if it's just for that few seconds where you go from lying to standing, then it's appropriate. So we do want our blood pressure to increase only when you go from lying to standing, because we need that to squeeze the blood there. There's a condition called POTS. That's for people who get up very quickly and they get lightheaded. For them, their blood pressure is not increasing. And therefore, because the blood pressure doesn't increase to squeeze the blood into the brain, the pulse rate increases. That's a backup plan. But if that pulse rate increases too much, which is the heartbeat, the pulse rate is the same thing as the heartbeat. So because the blood pressure is not squeezing that blood into the brain, the pulse rate or the heart rate increases to get more oxygen into the brain. But what happens is the patient gets lightheaded because they're not getting enough blood flow there. That happens when you're in that sympathetic state there. It's going to be called POTS, positional orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. because once when you change position, your heart rate gets very fast, which is called tachycardia. So we don't want it going more than 10, 20 beats per minute when you change positions. A lot of people after COVID-19 purchase these pulse oximeters that measures your pulse. So you measure pulse rate while you're lying down, let's say it's 60, and then you stand up quickly. You don't want your pulse rate to go above 70, especially not above 80. That means your heart is going too fast and your blood pressure is probably too low. When people take high blood pressure medication, they're more likely to have these scenarios because their medication is actually keeping down the blood pressure. But the problem is it's keeping down the blood pressure all the time. There is that time where we want the blood pressure to increase when you go from that line to stand. So it's not about just decreasing your blood pressure or decreasing your sympathetic nervous system. It's about having your blood pressure be high at the appropriate time and have it be low at the appropriate time. Have your sympathetic activate at the appropriate time. Have your parasympathetic activate proper time. That's the way you'll function better, feel better, and live a better life. All right, getting back to the parasympathetic nervous system. So we said the pupils getting smaller activate the parasympathetic nervous system. Increase in salivation. So dry mouth is the sympathetic. Increase in salivation is the parasympathetic. Breathing would be normal. The heart rate would slow down and become normal. Your stomach starts to work and digest food. Starts to release the stomach acid and the bile and the bacteria and get these peristalsis contractions where that's the intestinal muscle squeezing that food down the tract. So when you have this parasympathetic nervous system, all your organs function properly. That's what we want. Your bladder starts to work properly. You can sleep through the night without waking up to pee. Your reproductive system is going to work better. You're going to become more fertile, more likely to get pregnant because you're in that relaxed state. That is the key, is to be in that relaxed state most of the time, especially when you're sleeping throughout most of the day, right? You really don't want that sympathetic nervous system overfiring. So the large percentage of the time, we want the parasympathetic nervous system firing. And there are ways we can speed up that process. It's called neuroplasticity, where you rewire your brain through brain exercises that are going to increase the function of your nervous system so that you can perform properly. So what we want to do is, just like you can exercise a muscle, we want to exercise this parasympathetic nervous system. And there's four nerves that are linked to this parasympathetic nervous system. Number one has to do with the eyes. So when we're helping patients with this dysautonomia, this imbalance of the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous system, then we're going to do a lot of eye exercises, a lot of eye exercises. That's one of the nerves, has to do with the eyes. The second nerve that's linked to this parasympathetic nervous system has to do with the face. So we do a lot of facial stimulations. We use a peripheral nerve stimulator for the face. We do sensory and motor. We're going to activate the facial muscles. We're going to do a lot of stuff with the blink reflex. That activates this facial nerve, the blink reflex. Even taste. So a lot of people with COVID-19 are losing their taste and their smell. It's a neurologic problem. So if these people don't remedy and fix their smell and fix their taste, then they're actually going to have neurologic issues later down the line. Loss of smell is one of the first signs of neurodegenerative diseases like dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. So if your smell is gone, you're more likely to develop these conditions. And there's therapy we can do. As I said, it's called neuroplasticity, to rewire the brain, create new connections, and increase the function of your nervous system. All right, so the first one was the eyes. The second one was the face. The third one has to do with the mouth and the tongue. So we do a lot of stuff with the mouth and the tongue, different exercises, different types of stimulation. And the fourth one is more in the throat, in the neck area. For example, the gag reflex activates these neurons. It's not the most comfortable, but it does help. And never do that if you have a history of bulimia. But by doing the gag reflex, you can activate this parasympathetic nervous system, and that might get you out of stress mode into a relaxed rest and digest state. And blowing air in the eye to elicit the optic blink reflex will do the same thing. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll review a few more tools that you could do at home to help yourself. I am Dr. Eric Kaplan. This is Boost Your Brain Power. We'll see you in a minute.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We're talking about ways to reduce anxiety and stress, to get out of that fight or flight mode, more into a relaxed rest and digest state. Before the break, we went over a few exercises you could do at home. One of them was the gag reflex. You could do that with a toothbrush or a tongue depressor. You kind of push down on your tongue and go to the back of your throat near the palate, not so deep to the point where you actually vomit, but just to the sensitive part where you actually elicit a reflex. We get like a little gag reflex. That's going to activate what's called your glossopharyngeal and your vagus nerve. And those are linked to the parasympathetic nervous system. And the parasympathetic nervous system is going to get you in a more relaxed state, in that rest and digest. So a lot of people we see, they have really tight muscles and they get massage every week and they just keep getting tight and tight again. So these type of patients, they can get a massage every single day of the week. And they're still the next day going to tighten up again because their brain is in that fight or flight mode, that stress mode. Because when you're in that stress mode, you're ready for a fight. And all your muscles tighten up and they contract and they freeze and they get stuck and stiff. So a lot of people with back pain and neck pain and shoulder pain, and people are stiff and tight. It's actually not a muscle problem. It's actually that the brain is in stress mode. So they do all these things and massage and acupuncture and chiropractic and different muscle relaxers and creams and patches, and they want to dig in and break up all those muscle spasms. But the problem is, it's not a muscle issue. You have to realize muscles are just a piece of meat. They don't do anything unless the brain tells it to. The bones, they're just there for structure. Bones don't move unless the muscles contract. And muscles don't contract unless the brain tells it to. There might be a problem if the brain is overactive, because you're in this sympathetic state, and it keeps telling the muscles to contract when they should be in a relaxed state. That's when you get stiffness or headaches or neck pain or back pain or pinched nerves or sciatica or carpal tunnel syndrome. This is all due to this overactive nervous system. Everything's compressed. Everything's contracting. The brain can't relax. The muscles can't relax. So they pull the bones out of positions and interfere with the nervous signals. So the key is not to take a muscle relaxer or to take a painkiller, which is going to hide the symptoms. In my opinion, and the way I practice in my two offices in New Jersey and New York, are to relax the nervous system. Get to the root cause of the problem. If you get to the root cause of the problem, then you don't have to keep treating the symptoms. Most modern day medicine is based on treating symptoms. The future of medicine is a more integrative approach, a more holistic approach, where you're looking how everything works together. Many doctors have their specialties, and you have to see, you know, an endocrinologist for your thyroid and a gastroenterologist for your gut and the pulmonologist for your lungs and a neurologist for your brain and the orthopedic for your joints, the physical therapist for your muscles, the chiropractor for your bones. Everyone has their specialty. But what if we started going back to the olden days where you had one doctor that took care of everybody in your family, took care of all your health problems because they knew how everything worked. They knew your history. They knew your genetics, your family members. They knew your diet, your exercise routine, your stress levels, your sleeping habits. So everyone goes to these specialists, and the specialists have no idea about the patient. They're expected in 10 minutes to just give a history and explain everything. And sometimes the doctors don't even touch the patient. Touch is key. It's super important. You know, I need to palpate their muscles. I need to palpate their joints. I need to percuss their lungs, percuss their gut. I need to feel if there's any pain. I need to feel the range of motion. I need to feel the pulse pressure. I need to see how their muscles react, how their reflexes are. These all require touch. And all these evaluation techniques help us to diagnose properly so we can get to the root cause of the problem rather than just treating the symptoms. So one way to get to the root cause of this anxiety, these tight muscles, these sleeping difficulties, these digestive problems, is to stimulate this parasympathetic nervous system. And it's called neuroplasticity, where you rewire the brain and you teach your brain to say, hey, I'm not in this stress mode. I'm not in this fight or flight mode. My door's locked. I got clothes on my back. I got a roof up over my head. I know where my next meal is coming from. I should feel safe and protected. My heartbeat should be normal. My respiration should be normal. My digestion, my urination, my sleeping habits. It's all possible. You should be able to live a life without any symptoms. That's normal. It's not normal to feel all aches and pains as you get older. People just expect that. It's not normal to lose your memory as you get older. People just expect that. The truth is you have to work for it if you don't want to lose your memory. You use it or you lose it. Most people start losing their memory after they retire. So what's the solution? Don't retire. You got to keep your brain stimulated. You know, even if you do, you know, quit your day job, you got to do a volunteer job. You got to, you know, help with the charity. You got to create new hobbies and form new groups and join clubs and, you know, start playing new sports and new games. And you got to keep doing different things. The brain needs novelty. It needs new things that's never done before.
That's why everyone's like, oh, the kids' brains are sponges. It's so easy for them to learn. Yeah, because they're always learning. They're always learning new things. It's only when we stop learning new things that our brains become weaker. I remember when growing up, we always memorized people's phone numbers. I still know all my friends' phone numbers growing up. Nowadays, people don't memorize phone numbers. Okay? When I was growing up, we had to, you know, if we had to find a place to go, we had to open up the map and draw it out and come up with a plan. Right? I remember my mom would balance out her checkbook by doing math. We used our brains, even just for the simple stuff. Like you'd be having a talk with your friend and you had to think of an actor's name. And you would keep thinking and you'd go, oh, is it Bobby or Michael? You'd go through all these different names and go through the alphabet and try to remember. You try so hard. And it might take 5 minutes, but you might get it. And then you're like, ah, oh, yes, I remember. And then you feel so proud of yourself. Today, nobody has patience. They just Google it right away. The technology is bad for our brains. We got the calculator. We got the map. We got the encyclopedia, the dictionary, the phone book. Everything's too convenient. You don't even have to go to the grocery store. You don't even have to call a cab. You just put it on your app and somebody picks you up. Everything's just too convenient where we don't have to try anymore. So you have to purposely try to memorize your grocery list, memorize your friend's phone number. On purpose, challenge yourself. You got to keep learning new things. Learn a musical instrument. Learn a new dance move. If you can join learning the new stuff with a physical movement, that's even better. All right? So the point is, your memory doesn't have to get bad as you get older. You got to stay more active. A lot of people, after they retire, they sit on the couch, watch TV all day. So we said, just because you get older, that doesn't mean your joints have to increase in pain, but you have to be more active. Right? We say, oh, kids, you know, they don't have any pain because they're always moving. They're always active. Us, right? Where adults are always sitting at the computer and then you sit and watch TV and then you sit at the restaurant, you sit at the movie, you sit at the play. Every activity is sitting. You're sitting when you're driving. So we got to do activities that get you off your butt, get your body moving. You use it or you lose it. Right? So age is not an excuse for more stress. Age is not an excuse for more pain. Age is not an excuse for your memory going downhill. Okay? So I can take a little break. We'll finish up when we come back. This is Boost Your Brain Power. I am your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, and we will see you in 1 minute on the other end of the break.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. This is Boost Your Brain Power with board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We're teaching you how to function better, feel better, and live a better life. Improve your quality of life by getting to the root cause of your health condition rather than treating symptoms. So the way to improve function is to get to the root cause of the problem. And how do you get to the root cause of the problem? How do you know if you have this problem with your sympathetic nervous system? How do you know if you have a problem with your brain function or your vagus nerve? We have to do a complete neurological evaluation. There's lots of ways to do these evaluations. One of the ways we do in our office is called a QEEG, brain mapping. And what that is you wear a swimmer's cap and there's electrodes that are attached to it and they measure all the signals from different areas of your brain. And it could literally tell us what areas are functioning better, what areas are functioning worse, where the signals are slow, where the neurotransmitters aren't working, where there's a lack of blood flow or inflammation or oxygen. It could pick up anxiety, depression, memory problems. It even picks up thyroid problems, intestinal problems, concussions, heavy metal poisoning, viral infections. It really is amazing technologies. It tells you there's issues with anger, aggression, short-term memory, long-term memory, troubles with sleep, insomnia. It really kind of covers all the different areas of the brain, including your eyes and balance and reading, comprehension, brain fog, confusion. It's a very thorough evaluation. There's no radiation. And it's even better than these MRIs or CAT scans because those are just pictures of how you're doing. And those pictures are going to tell us if there's a stroke or if there's a tumor, but it doesn't really tell us how your brain's functioning. So I really like this QEEG because there's no radiation. It tells us all the different areas of the brain. There's no side effects. There's no risk. It just takes a few minutes to do. You don't even have to lie in any tube or anything. It's super easy, very quick, and we get the results right away. Now, the thing with this, it's usually $400 for this evaluation. But to all my loyal listeners, if you call my phone number at 201-261-2150, you're going to get this entire QEEG brain mapping for only $21. It's normally $400. Now, we're only doing this for the first 17 people that call the number 201-261-2150. So call as soon as you hear this show. And I know it's on a Saturday, but if you call, you know, Monday morning, you'll probably get in that first 17. Even if you leave a message, that'll still count. So if you want to leave a message Saturday night, that counts. If you're the first 17 people to leave a message, that is good. You can also email us because we check the email every day. info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. So again, if you want this QEEG brain mapping, which is normally $400, you could get it. You just got to mention you heard this special on my radio program. You'll literally only have to pay $21. Not only that, I personally will go over the results with you and let you know your weaknesses and give you solutions on how to remedy the problem. All my solutions are natural. I'm not the doctor that does the surgery. I'm not the doctor that writes the prescription for all the pills. I'm the doctor that teaches you how to get to the root cause of the problem, how to help yourself, how to increase your brain function through a process called neuroplasticity, how to reduce your inflammation, how to increase function. All right, so take advantage of that. Another way we do our brain evaluation is through called a VNG. A VNG, which is called video nystagmography, is where you measure your eye movements with goggles that have infrared cameras in them. So you wear these goggles and you follow these little red laser pointers on the screen. And depending if your eyes are moving fast, they're moving slow, is there light shining it? Are they responding to a head movement, a spin, being in the dark, things passing by? So there's all different eye movements and eye stimulations, which can tell us how the different areas of the brain are working. The eyes are the window into the nervous system. It's the only part of the brain and the nervous system that we could actually see on the outside, right? I can't see your brain. I can't see your spinal cord. I can't see your nerves, but I can see your eyes, and I could use the eyes to tell us how the rest of your nervous system is working. Not only your nervous system, you can use the eyes to tell us how your heart is working. We can use the eyes to tell us if you have liver problems. There's a lot we could tell by eye observations. It's one of the best windows into your health and your well-being. All right. Now, what other tests can we do besides the QEEG and the VNG? So the QEEG, that's the one where you wear the swimmer's cap and measure the electrical impulses. The VNG, that's where you wear the infrared goggles that measure your eye movements and tell us how all the different areas of the brain are functioning. And it's good to do these tests to get baselines. Even if you don't have any problems, you get a baseline and it can tell us how your brain is functioning. So if you do hit your head, get a concussion, or you know, you get a virus and all of a sudden your brain starts becoming foggy, we say, okay, this is where your baseline was. Now, how's your brain? And then we could figure out exactly where the damage was done and when it was done. So it's always good to get analyzed and get a baseline. Now, we said you can get the QEEG, which is normally $400 for $21. We're going to do the same exact thing for the VNG. The VNG is also normally $400. You can get that for $21 as well. And if you want, you could actually do both tests the same day. And you literally only pay $21 each, and it's only $42 total. Those are two of the best neurologic tests you can get. No radiation, no risk, and tells us a lot of information. Another test that we do is called CAPS, posturography, and it measures your balance and your stability. We see a lot of patients with balance problems, with vertigo, headaches, Parkinson's, dementia, ADD, ADHD, autism. A lot of these patients have balance problems. They're bumping into things. They're falling down. They're hitting their head. They're getting into accidents, dropping things, clumsiness, black and blues. It's bad. And we have to do these measurements to see how their balance is. Hey, which way are we swaying? Are you better with your eyes open, your eyes closed? What happens when you go on a soft surface, on a hard surface? What happens if you turn your head to the right or turn your head to the left? If you look up and look down? So we do all these balance tests, these vestibular tests, because the most common cause of accidents is falls in every age group, except 15 to 20. The number one cause of accidents 15 to 20 is car accidents. It's new drivers, watch out. But other than that, every age group, from babies to elementary school, middle school, high school, to adults, to senior citizens, are falls. Falls are the biggest problems. So what we want to do is fall prevention. So we do a lot of fall prevention, and we work on balance and reaction time and stability and gait training and on standing on cushions and on one leg and with the head position turned this way and with the lights off and all different ways to improve your balance. But we got to do that baseline testing, that CAPS posturography, to see where's my center of pressure, which way is my body falling, which way does my eyes go, which way does my muscles contract. So this tells us a lot of important facts as far as your vestibular system, which is your balance, your gait, your walking, as well as how to prevent falls. Now, the other test that we do is a complete neurologic evaluation, and that's one-on-one with me. All the other tests can be done with my assistants at my office. The neurologic test with me, that's where I was kind of went over a little bit where I check your reflexes. I check your reaction time. I check how you respond to certain movements. I check your smell and your hearing and your vision. And I look inside your eyes and I look at your oxygen levels and your pulse rate. And we check your blood pressure and your posture and your alignment. That takes about 45 minutes. That's a little bit longer than the other tests and it's more involved. But it is the best test because I'm checking your gut, I'm checking your heart, I'm checking your lungs, I'm checking your muscles, your nerves, I'm checking your tendons, your ligaments, your eyes, your ears, your brain. So it's a full physical evaluation. It takes about 45 minutes. That's also $400. But again, if you say you're one of my listeners and you want to take advantage of the special gift that I'm offering, you can get that entire evaluation, the whole entire 45 minutes with me, again, for only $21. Okay. So we're going to be a lot of interest on these deals. So everyone take advantage. If you're interested in getting to the root cause of your health issue, if you're interested in, you know, more of a holistic approach, if you don't just want more medication or more surgeries. So we want to get the world to educate themselves because the power that made the body heals the body. You have all the healing potential within yourself, but you got to work for it. I always tell my patients that when I start with them, you have to work for it. I'm not just going to give you a pill to fix you. You got to change your lifestyle, your relationships. You might have to do brain exercises, change your diet, do more exercises, sleep more, drink more water. But if you put in the effort, you follow our instructions, you're going to feel better, function better, and live better. Now, if you want to take advantage of these amazing offers, you're going to give me a call, 201-261-2150. You can email us at info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. You can check us out on YouTube, Kaplan Brain and Body. You can check us out on Facebook, Kaplan Brain and Body, Instagram, Kaplan Brain and Body. We even have Snapchat, Kaplan Brain and Body, TikTok, Kaplan Brain and Body. We're all over the place. All right. So I hope you guys enjoyed the show and I look forward to seeing you next Saturday at 8 a.m. This is Dr. Eric Kaplan, and you are listening to Boost Your Brain Power.
The preceding program sponsored by Kaplan Brain and Body, LLC.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.